Hashem, we'll see about Chaymesh. Is the person obligated to give Chaymesh? Is it a good thing to do? Is it? When do you have to give Chaymesh? When you don't have to give Chaymesh? So we'll just go quickly through the Ma'ariv Mekoymes and see if there's anything we can add over here. So the first thing we saw this week was the Gemara and Ksubis. The Gemara and Ksubis says, Omar Rav Ilo, Be'ushayit Kinu, Zedah Mevaz Bezal Yevaz Bezioitom Mechoymesh. A person should not, if a person is spending money on tzedakah, it says he's, since from the Gemara, he's not allowed to spend more than Chaymesh. Chaymesh is 20%. A person is not allowed to spend more than 20% for tzedakah. So Taisus over there says that the way you give Chaymesh is, in the first year, you give it from, he brings from the Yerushalmi. The first year a person gives it from everything he has, basically everything he made until today that he decided, oh, it's time that I should start giving Chaymesh. And then he gives it from all the revach that he has. He gives from anything more that he makes, he gives from that 20%. Interesting, in the Gemara it says, Maikro. Where's the pasuk? How do I know it's from the pasuk? The Gemara brings the pasuk from, not this pasuk, it's the next pasuk, right? Aser Asrenu Lach, right? And the Gemara, so the question is, the Mefoshim asked, what do you mean, where's the pasuk? It's a takona susha. It's a takona that started in Usha. They made a takona, Usha was after Chulban HaBayis, when the Sanhedrin moved, so that's when they made a takona. So why are you looking for a pasuk for that? So the Maram Shif answers that the Indian of Chaymesh, Jewish people gave Chaymesh. It's not something that happened some later time in history. The takona in Usha was, since the Chulban was, so person should not spend more than Chaymesh. Explained, there's the whole drusha of Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, why after the Chulban you can't spend more than a Chaymesh. But basically before that, you can give as much tzedakah as you want, there would be no problem. Usha made a takanot, do not spend more than Chaymesh. Then we have the Gemara and Daf Samech Zayin Amud Beis, the story with Mar Ukva. He used to give a lot of tzedakah. They make a cheshbon that the amount he was giving, it came out that he was giving, he gave close to 120 money. 120,000 money. 120,000 money was giving. That's how much tzedakah he gave. If you make a cheshbon, right, we know that the ksuba would be enough money to live for a year. So that's two money. Right? When the Gemara wants to give an example of a lot of money, the Gemara says 100 money. So he gave in his life about 12 times the 100 money. So he was giving a lot of tzedakah, but before he died he said, you know, I have a long journey and the suitcases are very light. So he said he gave half his money to tzedakah. So we see that even though Al Yevaz is an Isu, a person should not spend more when the time is not there, meaning the person is going to die, the time is not there, he's not going to be Nitzach Labrius anymore, right? So then he can spend as much as he wants. But the Poiskim, Ahava Seth, the Chofetz Chaim, and the Orech HaShulchan say, even though you could, a person could give before he dies as much money as he wants, but he shouldn't give more than half or a third of his nechassim. The Orech HaShulchan says you look at it as a person shares his money between his yalshim, his neshama, and his other yalshim. So a half for his neshama, giving it to tzedakah, and the other half to leave for the yalshim. Then we have the Gemara in Erchin. The Gemara in Erchin, we also saw that by making a hekdesh, so a person should not give more than chaymesh. Now we have the Rambam. So the Rambam in Hilchos Arochin is very nice. The Rambam says like this: Noilom lo yakdish adam velo yachim kol nechosav. A person should not be makdish or machim all of his everything he has. Lo yisus ze over al das hakosav. When a person does that, he's not a great tzaddik. He's a big tipesh because he's not listening to what the pasuk is telling him. Sharei oimer mikol asheloi, the pasuk says he should give mikol asheloi velo kol asheloi, kemo shebiyaruf hachomim, like the Gemara that we also said. Vein zo chassidus el ashtus, that's not called chassidus, to do something which you're not supposed to do. Sharei ze me'abit kol mamono v'yitzdarech labriyois, ve'ein merachamim olov. So now this vein merachem imolov, the Rambam says that you shouldn't be merachem on a person. I don't know if it's a psak or it's just you should know that such a person they won't have rachem iman. So sometimes when a person doesn't have das, there's nothing to be merachem on him. I heard a story. There was a lady that they were mamish in debt. The whole family was in debt. And a few relatives got together to help them out. They decided they'll help them out. So they sent them $5,000, but they said, we're not going to do it again. You know, it's $5,000. Do with it something smart. So they realized they're not going to get money again. So the lady bought herself a new sheitel and the family went on a vacation. So when a person doesn't have das, so ein merachem in olam. Then the Rambam goes, that's the rule. If a person spends money in a mitzvah, he should not spend more than chomesh. The Rambam says he should give only as much as he has. So that basically was the end of Sefer HaFlo. If we would learn from the beginning, we would have a seal. So basically, Aram, okay, fine. Now we're getting to the Pirush HaMishnah Esla Rambam, and there's a stira between the Pirush HaMishnah Esla Rambam and Peo. And first Perek, first Mishnah, Dibro Masu Ogmil Chassadim to the Rambam and Yad HaChazoko. And it seems like there's a few machloikasim between the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos to the Rambam and Yad. So the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos says like this. He has 3 points. The first point is, the Rambam says when a person has anim in front of him, his anim, they don't have clothes, they don't have food, someone is in a need and he comes to him, Pidyon Shvuim. So he needs to give Chomesh Maimonah, he has to give 20% of his money, and then he's Patur. And then he does not have to give more than that. That's A. B, says the Rambam, but if he wants to give more than that, it is a Midas Chasidus to give more than 20% and help the guy out, even with more than 20%. So that's already, we have a problem with that, because we learned that you're not supposed to give more than 20%. Now a third Nekudo, which the Rambam says, which is not really our sugya, the Rambam says like this. If there is no anim in front, so you should still give chaymesh. Okay, just keep that in mind. It's not mamish, not our sugya. The Rambam is just a very interesting nekuda. The Rambam says, there's no anim, so give chaymesh, but then give only from the revach, only from what you made, and not from the keren, not from your original money. V'yitnu b'tzolche mitzvois. Put it in tzolche mitzvois. Okay, so it's an idea to keep in mind. But basically we have two nekudos in the Rambam which are mamish nogeat har sugyo. First thing is, the Rambam says if unless you give chomesh, you're not yoytze yadei choyva. Right, if there's a person in need in front of you, unless you give him a chomesh of your money, you're not yoytze yadei choyva. Once you give him a chomesh, so then you're not obligated anymore. And it's a mitzvah chasidus to give more. Now the Rambam in Yad is different than two nekudos. The Rambam in Yad says like this. The Rambam in Yad says, when a person can be mekayim de machsoiroi, yeah, that's that person comes to you, he happens to need only $1,000, and you can give him $1,000, it's more than your chaymesh, but you can give him $1,000. So he says, so then the Rambam is mashma that you're obligated to give him this $1,000. So since you can be mekayim de machsoiroi, the chiyuv of the Torah of de machsoiroi, you have to give it to him even though it's more than chaymesh. Where the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah it says it's only Aminas Chasidus. Now, when you cannot be Mekayim de Machsoiro, the person comes to you and says, I need $100,000, and that's beyond what you're able to do now. And if it's not, so let's talk about a case he needs $100 million, right? It's something beyond your able, you can't help him out right now. So, I don't know who I'm talking to, you know? Different people, $100,000 can talk to someone like something that doesn't understand why a person can't do it. But if it's $100 million, so then in the Rambam it sounds like it's an ayin toivo to give him chaymesh. It's not a chiyuv. But in the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah it sounds like you're obligated to give him chaymesh. And until you give him chaymesh, you're bichlal not yotzi your mitzvah. Okay. So basically we have two problems. We have the stira and we have the problem. How can the Rambam say you can spend more than Chaimish when we thought the Gemara say you can't? Okay. So the Birki Yosef in the Aniyoredeo Resh Mem Tetzif Aleph, it's not brought on the daf. Probably that's on the Birki Yosef inside. I did not see it. I'll take Avitzlai Berkowitz's word for it, that's what it says inside. I'm saying it's not here, and I didn't have the sefer. So the Birki Yosef says like this, that the Isur of the Gemara to give more than Choymesh is only when a person goes to give tzedakah. He's going to find the Anim, so he wants to give. So Chazal tell him, you know, Choymesh, stop, don't give anymore. But if it comes in a matzah that people come to a person and this guy needs food, he has to give him money, then the next guy says he needs clothes, he's coming without clothes, he needs a coat for the winter, so he has to give him money. So it can, if that, in this way, so a person is at least allowed to give more than Chaymish. Okay. But for the Stira, he says the Rambam was Chayzer. There's no way to answer up the Stira in the Rambam which we saw. The Chofetz Chaim also wants to say in Ahavas Chesed the same thing, to be mechalik in the Divrei HaRambam. And he brings the Goyen paskins like the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Goyen paskins that if people come to a person and there's a Anim, then he's obligated to give Choymish. There's no way out. If there's no Anim come to a person, so then you can stick with Maisel. We'll learn Mezad Hashem Maisel next week. But if people come to a person and say, we need money, so he has to get, he's not yoitzu the mitzvah until he gives chaymish. Once he gives chaymish, he can say, okay, fine, that's it. I'm not obligated anymore. But until he gives chaymish, he still have a chiyuv. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch, we have a machloikah. The Mechavel says like this. The Mechavel paskins the Rambam and the Yad. He says, Shil netinoso, the amount a person should give. Im yodol maseges, itin kefitzorich ha'anim. If he's able to give, he should give as much as the anim needs. Vim ein yodol maseges kol kach, if he doesn't have that much money, itin ab choymesh nechos lav mitzvah min amun kol, so then he should give choymesh, that's the best. Vechad ma'asoros mida beinonis, pochos mikan ezayin ro'o. Okay. In this choymesh, he passes, like Toysa says, the first year is from the keren, every year he should make a balance, see how much money he made, and give 20% of that. But the Ramo says, so the Ramo did pass in this not spending more than Chaymesh, so you won't be Nitzach Labriyos. So we have a Machloikas over here. So the Igos Moshe says, what's pshat? Okay, we need to give a pshat. What's the pshat in those who say that you can give more than Chaymish? We saw Gemorot, you can't give. Chazal were metakin, you can't give more than 20%. So how does the Shulchan Aruch say that you could give more than 20%? And Paskin, like the Rambam, that you could give more than 20%. So the Igos Moshe says like this. It says, the Torah says, you should give a person whatever he needs, that's what you give him. So as long as you can be kind of the oraiso of giving him what he needs, there is no takonos chazal. Chazal were metakin that you shouldn't give what the Torah says you should give. It's when a person is not able to do what it says in the Torah, he doesn't have the money to give the person. Then Chazal came and said, fine, so now we're going to limit it, don't give more than 20%. But if you can give him what he needs, then for sure you should give him what he needs. That's the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch in the Mechaber. In the Mechaber and the Rambam. But the Ramo is Choylek. The Ramo and spoke to Reb Moshe, since he's an Ashkenazi, right? So whoever is an Ashkenazi, to follow the Ramo, cannot give more than Choymesh. But he says at the end, he has a few words, unless it's Pikuach Nefesh. So if it's Pikuach Nefesh, you can give more. Another place that we saw that according to the Ramo, you may be allowed to give more than Chaymesh, the Shita Mekubetz is learned by Yerushalmi that if a person gives for Talmud Torah, for money for supporting Torah, then he can give more than a Chaymesh. The proper Yisachal Zvulun would work that your mom is share 50-50% your income. You would give the guy 50% of your income and he would learn Torah. And maybe we'll see more of that later, but thanks. So there is a mussag of spending more money. For achzakas Torah. Okay. The Chochmas Adam says that if a person is very, very wealthy, he's allowed to give more than 20%. So it seems like Rabbi Yitzchak Berkovitz learned that the Indian is that he learned from the Shulchan Aruch that if he can spend, if he can give more, so he should give more. But I heard from a friend of mine told me that his parents are very wealthy, and his father once went to Rav Yaakov Weinberg, and he asked him if he can give more than Chaimish, because he has a lot of money, and he's saying it's not going to make a difference to him to give more than a Chaimish. So Rav Yaakov Weinberg told him that the same way he can spend money on luxuries, so he can also give more money to tzedakah. Meaning Chazal were metakin that a person should not waste more than a fifth of his money, so he won't be nitzach labriyos. But if he can spend more money to buy a fancier car or a fancier house or to make a fancy wedding for a few hundred thousand dollars, so no one is going to tell him that he can't give a few hundred thousand dollars in tzedakah. So that's what we see in the Chochmas Adam. Now, the Maril Diskin, someone asked him a question, or he asked a question. We have a rule that for a mitzvah tasei, a person is not allowed to give more than a chaimish. But to be saving himself from oiver on a lav, a person should give all his money, not be oiver on a lav. The Chofetz Chaim goes very big about it when he speaks about Lashon Hara. A person will get fired if he won't say Lashon Hara. He says, there's nothing to do. So lo taisa, a person should get fired, just not say Lashon Hara. So he asks, there's a lav over here, lo tuchali salim, lo tikpos es yodcho. So how come we don't tell a person he should give even all his money just to make sure that he's not oiver on this lav? So he says that basically the lav, there's an asay and a lav. The asay is to give tzedakah, and there's a lav, don't not do the mitzvah asay. So the mitzvah asay is the ikal over here. The lav just say, make sure to make do the mitzvah asay. Okay, so just to summarize what we see, what we have seen today, the Gemara Damashmos is, person should not give more than chaimesh, whether to hekdesh or to anim. The Rambam did paskin the halacha of the Gemara in hekdesh and in anim in ilchos arachin. Nilchot tzedakah, he didn't bring it at all. And he did bring that if a person can give the ani whatever he needs, so then he should give even more than chaimesh. So to paskin the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramot says not. Right? The Ramot says not. We saw the explanation of the Igos Moish and the Shulchan Aruch that if it's a deoraisa, the Chacham didn't make a takono not to do it. Lemaisa, we saw that there's a few places that you could give more than chaimesh. We saw for Talmud Torah, for Pikuach Nefesh, for people that have a lot of money. Okay? Now, when a person cannot give the Imach Toiroi, and there's a name which asks, right? So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskin, there's no chiyuv to give Chaimesh, right? If you can't give him the Imach Toiroi, you don't even have to give Chaimesh, it's just the Midas Chassidus. The Chofetz Chaim was choishes to the day of the Goen, that in such a case, we do Paskin like the Ram and Pirush HaMishnayos, and there's an obligation to give Chaimesh. Right.